A shakeup at Vanderbilt University in Nashville is rattling the multi-billion-dollar world of college sports. This week, Vanderbilt announced it is eliminating its athletic department. Not eliminating sports, mind you, just the office that runs them. Vanderbilt's chancellor, Gordon Gee, says the move is designed to gain control over a culture that is, quote, disconnected from our students, faculty, and other constituents.
This is about heart and mind and body and spirit. That's what it's about. It's not about winning or losing. It's about students and coaches and the concept of a spiritual value that should be prevalent in universities.
Vanderbilt University Chancellor Gordon Gee. We turn now to Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who speaks to us about sports on Fridays. Stefan, what exactly is Vanderbilt doing here?
Well, Vanderbilt is bringing the administration of athletics under the auspices of the Central University Administration. They're combining what used to be the athletic department with intramural sports to try to make it more a part of student life. And it's important to understand how some athletic departments have operated. As largely independent entities with too little oversight historically by university presidents. As Dr. Gee intimated in his comments, that's helped create sports programs with their own dorms and academic advising staffs, huge facilities, big recruiting operations, these giant sports infrastructures that are more and more isolated from the supposed purpose of institutions of higher learning, teaching students.
But we're talking about Vanderbilt here. It's one of the country's elite academic institutions, and I can't imagine that it has the sorts of problems that face schools that we generally think of as sports powerhouses.
No, of course it doesn't. Vanderbilt is not, by any stretch of the imagination, a powerhouse. On the contrary, its football team has had 20 straight losing seasons. So in practical terms, what Vanderbilt's chancellor is trying to do is reduce spending and deficits in sports. Centralizing control is a good way to do that. But every conference, from the Ivy League to the Big Ten, has a separate sports culture with some sense of specialness and entitlement. So while Vanderbilt doesn't need to rein in some out-of-control sports program, the chancellor is sending a message about what he sees as the mission of his university and the role of sports in it.
Now, Vanderbilt plays in the Southeastern Conference, or the SEC, where it faces perennial powerhouses like Florida and Tennessee. If the chancellor really wanted to send a message, why not stop playing at the highest level of college sports?
Now, Gordon Gee's got about 7 or 8 million reasons not to do that. The amount that Vanderbilt gets in media revenue every year for just being a part of the SEC. But it does seem to me that it's inevitable that someday some brave school is just going to say no and get out of the NCAA's top football division, Division 1A. Tulane considered it this year. Inevitably, someone's going to do it because the cost of funding sports is rising, and so is the gap between the power schools, the Ohio States, the Floridas, the Notre Dames, and everybody else.
Will this move at Vanderbilt influence other schools or influence the powers that be in college sports?
I think it will, and I think there is already some change happening. The new president of the NCAA is Miles Brand, the former president of Indiana University, the guy that fired Bobby Knight, the basketball coach. He's viewed as an advocate for more presidential oversight of athletics. He endorsed what Vanderbilt's done. Tulane's president is leading a fight on behalf of the have-not schools in Division 1A. Faculty groups are becoming more outspoken about over-commercialization and about the academic improprieties in college sports, but the real motivator remains money, I think. There's pressure on athletic departments to make more, to spend more, so that they can keep up with the power schools. So here's the other message in Vanderbilt's move. In college sports, less might be better.
Thanks, Stefan. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us most Fridays.